This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden introduced his economic team on Tuesday as a bipartisan group of senators make a renewed push for another stimulus package to help the faltering U.S. economy. With COVID-19 cases spiking, the world's largest economy faces an uncertain outlook that Biden and his economic team, led by his pick for Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, will have to work to remedy. The diverse group with women and minorities in key roles will face millions in job losses and a rising wave of small businesses shutting their doors and major corporations laying off their workers. Outgoing Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin agrees on the need for more federal help for workers left jobless and businesses battered by the pandemic. The $900 billion proposal will be a compromise with a much smaller price tag than previous proposals. The United Nations is pleading with Ethiopia to allow aid to reach refugee camps in Tigray, where nearly 100,000 people from neighboring Eritrea are thought to have run out of food. At a news briefing, the UNHCR's Babar Balik says Ethiopia should give urgent access so teams can reach Eritrean refugees in the Tigray region.
Our concerns are growing by the hour. The camps will now have run out of food supplies, making hunger and malnutrition a real danger.
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered troops into Tigray on November 4th, following alleged attacks by Tigray People's Liberation Front forces on federal military camps in the northern region. Abiy, who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize last year, claimed victory on Saturday. Thousands have died so far, and tens of thousands have fled into neighboring Sudan. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's parliament has approved legislation that would suspend United Nations inspections of the country's nuclear facilities if oil and banking sanctions are not lifted. The measure approved Tuesday would also require the government to increase its uranium enrichment if European signatories to the 2015 nuclear agreement fail to provide sanctions relief. Parliament passed the bill in response to Friday's killing of Iran's top nuclear scientist. The legislation must also be approved by the Guardian Council, a constitutional watchdog, and Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Members of a U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee are meeting today to determine who should get inoculated first against the coronavirus once a vaccine receives final approval. The committee's chairman, Dr. Jose Romero, told CNN the group wants to inform the public about its recommendation before a decision is announced by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The FDA is considering an emergency request from Pfizer to authorize the use of its vaccine. Moderna said Monday it also would apply for emergency use authorization of its vaccine. This comes as U.S. health officials worry the coronavirus outbreak is going to get much worse because of Thanksgiving holiday gatherings. AP's Rita Foley reports.
The U.S. now averages more than 170,000 new COVID-19 cases a day. And Dr. Anthony Fauci warns we're not even seeing the effects of the Thanksgiving holiday gatherings immediately.
You see the difference 2 or 3 weeks from now, which would put it right at the time that people would be traveling for Christmas.
Dr. Laura Foreman is the chief of emergency medicine at Kent Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island. She says her staff can't handle any more COVID-19 patients.
I'm very disappointed that we've come to this place. COVID is a preventable disease. People would wear masks and stay distance and stay safe and stay home. We wouldn't be in a pandemic.
She spoke to WLNE-TV. I'm Rita Foley.
Meanwhile, the European Union says it could be vaccinating citizens against COVID-19 by the end of the month if medical officials grant emergency approval of two vaccine candidates. China has announced its robot probe launched to return lunar rocks to Earth has landed on the moon. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The official China news agency says the Chang'e 5 probe has successfully landed on the moon in the pre-selected landing area. The one-sentence report gave no more details, though. Plan for the robot lander to drill into the lunar surface and load over 4 pounds of rocks and debris into an orbiting vehicle and return them to Earth.
For all the latest news, go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.